You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the federal government's coronavirus modelling shows social distancing and hygiene measures are flattening the infection rate curve. But he warns Australians must not become complacent. Australia has so far recorded almost 6,000 cases of COVID-19, while more than 2,000 people are known to have recovered from the virus. Professor Murphy says while the modelling indicates physical distancing and hygiene measures are working to slow the spread of the virus, community transmission is a concern, especially in New South Wales.
Those people that don't know have the virus are the reason why, particularly New South Wales Health, is now broadening testing to every suburb where one of those people has been found. So they're now testing everyone with acute respiratory illness, and they have found already some of those people who probably gave the virus to someone else. But that is what worries us, and that's why we're broadening the testing in all of those areas where community transmission has been found.
The modelling was provided by the Doherty Institute to federal and state leaders and presented a worst-case scenario based on international experiences. The modelling shows strict social distancing measures have already prevented Australia's intensive care units from being overwhelmed by up to 35,000 coronavirus-stricken patients. It also shows if no action had been taken to stop the spread of the disease, around 23 million people, that's 89% of the population, could have been infected by now. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there's no way of knowing how the crisis will unfold in the future.
The modelling does not predict what will happen in Australia. It does not tell you how many Australians will contract the virus or how many may succumb to that virus or how long it will last in Australia. The modelling work is based on international data. The early worker that we had, that I shared with Professor Kelly earlier, was based mainly on data that had been extracted from the Chinese experience.
The Morrison government has also struck an historic deal with unions to put the finishing touches on $130 billion in wage subsidies designed to save 6 million jobs. Under the federal scheme, businesses that suffer because of the coronavirus pandemic will get $1,500 in fortnightly payments to pass on to workers. While opposition leader Anthony Albanese has welcomed the agreement, he's told the ABC he's still worried that more than a million casuals will miss out on the payments. But he says the opposition will not stand in the way of letting the legislation pass in Parliament.
That doesn't mean that we're going to play a blocking role because overall the benefit of having wage subsidies is too important. So we'll continue to argue our case.
Governments are concerned people, particularly young people, will be tempted to breach restrictions on movement and social distancing rules over the coming Easter weekend. New polling from Essential Research finds more people have changed their behaviour to follow social distancing rules than a week ago. But those aged between 18 and 34 are lagging behind their older counterparts. New South Wales has recorded the highest number of COVID-19 cases and deaths in the country, with police given the powers to issue on-the-spot fines to anyone who breaches the state's social distancing laws. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while restrictions could be eased in the future, they won't be completely lifted for some time.
That is the new normal. Not having physical contact, socially distancing is at the very minimum a way of life for us, because we have to be honest with ourselves. Until a vaccine is found, there is no simple way to deal with this issue.
Elsewhere, a 75-year-old man is the first South Australian to die from coronavirus. SA Health confirmed the man who contracted the virus from interstate died in the Royal Adelaide Hospital on Monday night. In Victoria, Premier Daniel Andrews says all government primary, secondary and special schools will move to remote learning when Term 2 resumes next week. Mr Andrews says whilst schools will be open for students unable to learn remotely, all others should stay at home to limit the spread of COVID-19.
We've got about 1 million students enrolled in government and non-government schools. We cannot have 1 million students moving around the Victorian community every day. All that will do is spread the virus and undermine the really significant progress that we've made.
Small businesses that rent premises that were shut down because of the coronavirus pandemic will soon have their rent reduced in line with their revenue falls. The rules will apply to commercial tenancies where the tenant or landlord is eligible for the JobKeeper payment and has a turnover of $50 million or less. And you can stay up to date in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.